Bro.
Welcome back to another episode of When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. This is your host, Big Cuz, and today's episode will be our 11th edition of our Hot Takes series. So stay tuned after a word from our sponsor, Anchor, to find out what our hot takes are for this week. Alrighty, let's get right into the hot takes. The first one comes from Mr. Straight Edge himself, who is no stranger of speaking his mind. His is, WWE needs to start inducting more than one women's wrestler into the Hall of Fame every year. And no, he does not count the Bellas as two, and hell, I barely count them as Hall of Famers. Because Nikki's really the only one that did anything. And I couldn't agree with this any... I mean, it's perfect. We normally get, you know, rumored of Trish. Or, you know, we don't get anybody at all. No, there needs to be more than one. You're telling me in this incredible run of history in the WWE, only one woman every year gets in? That's part of the reason we need to induct more. There has been so many influential women's wrestlers and stars in this business. Induct more than one every year. I mean, hell, it's not even a solid brick-and-mortar Hall of Fame. You get a ring, and you go on about your business. Induct more than one a year. And no, I'm not adding a celebrity into that more than one. Matty Ice is up next. His hot takes. Roll current line with the bloodline. Sami Zayn is more popular than Roman Reigns. And I agree with him. If you watch the Royal Rumble, I've seen Roman's face have that same expression one other time. And that is when, well, I say his face. I've seen that expression at the end of the Royal Rumble one other time. And that is when The Rock came back to save Roman after Roman won the Rumble. And The Rock's face was, hell, I can't even get this fool over. That's the way Roman's face looked, is, oh shit, I'm no longer over. Sammy overtook Roman. And I said it a week or two ago when Brock Lesnar came back. I said, you listen to that pop. Roman's the champ. Lesnar's the biggest star in the company. And I stand by that because nobody pops for Roman. It's just people got tired of this, you know, 3.5-year-long bloodline bull crap. And it's time that it ends. Every great decade has a great faction in the bloodline. It happens to be this one for right now. But it's time for a break. And speaking of breaks, Matty Ice's next one is Jey Uso breaking up the bloodline is perfect. He knows what it's like to be an outcast, and he hates Roman now. Now, currently it seems that way, but I would not be ultimately shocked if, you know, Jey's the one that returns and, you know, destroys Sammy. Jey just feels heartbroken right now. He stood up for Sammy, so we will see how that one rolls. And Yon Man rolls right in that bloodline as well. Sami Zayn needs to win at the Elimination Chamber. Maybe not for the title, even though that would be cool as hell. But at least by a disqualification. Leave Roman bloody in the middle of the ring. Make it more believable that Sami's going to be a main event star. Sami has to beat him. And now for my hot takes. The host of this whole thing. I'm going to go, and I hate to say this, this Bray Wyatt buildup has been terrible. It is drug on now so long that fans are getting tired of it. You saw the ending of the Pitch Black match, and how many fans on social media laughed and ridiculed Uncle Howdy completely missing LA Knight. People are growing tired. We've been told to wait. It's a slow build. It's a slow build. Any slower and I'm going to pass it while I'm running. Sure, let's wait to see what the payoff is. But how much longer can we wait? This has been about 6 months or so of absolute storytelling, and it's intriguing. But it's also very dull and very boring. And that's why we're in a position now where Bray's like, okay, cool. You get to have a match with some glow sticks. Yay. He unveiled a new mask. Tremendous. Yay. It's just dull at this moment. And I'll finish with this one. Right now, people dog tag teams because there's no true, really minimal true tag teams. But you look at some of these guys that are fighting together in a tag team, and I say tag team wrestling right now is quite popular. I mean, you got Sheamus and Drew, Strowman and Ricochet, the Usos, Brawling Brutes. I mean, you've got Street Profits, which who knows how much longer they'll be together. You've got, you know, the Benjamin and Alexander Hurt Business. That's what it was. Couldn't think of the name of it. I mean, you've got, right now, tag teams are huge. And all right, I lied a little bit. This is my last one. And this one I'm going to take a little shot at AEW for. For the love of all things holy, build some damn storylines. I get it. Daniel Bryan is a phenomenal wrestler. But fighting somebody different every dang during week is ridiculous. There's no true buildup for any match of his. None. Stop putting your top stars on YouTube for your shows. Someone like Claudio should not be fighting on Elevation or Dark. That's reserved for those what we call mid-card or jobber guys. And that's the way it should be. Your top stars should not be fighting on YouTube. That's where their matches are. They should be fighting on TV. Exactly where they should be. So, we'll end it there. Our 11th edition of Hot Takes. I hope you have thoroughly enjoyed our hot takes. And if you didn't, tough crap. There are hot takes. Develop your own. Let us know yours. Love each and every one of y'all. Hope you have a phenomenal day.
And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.